Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It's day 21 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is a true story. October 2016. I'm participating in a project called Horror Dailies, which challenges you to write something seasonal, fiction, poetry, a journal entry, in your blog, and share it. I love horror. I love the dark. I love fall. This is a project literally made for me. I'd had this idea noodling around in my head for decades, a sort of deconstructed Snow White story mixed with vampire legend. It would open with a construction crew who were restoring a castle, finding a glass coffin with a perfectly preserved young woman in it.
He'd certainly never expected to find a small, sealed coffin under the layers of mud and sand and concrete. A coffin that still held a body.
As I was looking for art to help me write the story, I stumbled across an article from a few months earlier about a homeowner in the Lone Mountain neighborhood of San Francisco. That's the neighborhood around the University of San Francisco. It's where I went to school. Finding a sealed coffin under the garage floor during a remodel. Only that coffin didn't hold a young woman.
Except this coffin wasn't made of glass. Instead, it was formed from lead and bronze, with a pair of diamond-shaped glass windows set into the top. It was old. Decades, at least. Maybe centuries. Except this girl, the one inside the box, wasn't an adolescent on the cusp of womanhood. Rather, the pale face he saw centered in the top window, the one framed by jet-black curls adorned with a bit of lace, was cherub-cheeked and babyish. And he didn't think that she'd been a day over three when she died.
The coffin they found under the garage floor in San Francisco held a toddler. Now, the toddler in my story is based on Snow White, so she's got dark hair, and the actual toddler was blonde. And of course, my toddler wasn't just a toddler.
Funny. She didn't look dead. She looked for all the world as though she'd been tucked in for an afternoon nap, the dark eyelashes of her closed eyes resting against the soft skin of those adorable cheeks. Those pinchable cheeks.
I finished the story, adding in the horror elements. The corpse's eyes were closed, weren't they? Or were they open? Later in the story, she disappears from the coffin. And still later, I'm not going to tell you that part. But the links to the text and the audio version of the story, which Mark, the encaffeinated one, recorded for me last October, are in the show notes. Anyway, the one thing it took me forever to figure out was whether to give this dead, or is she undead? Anyway, I needed to figure out if I was going to give her a name. I finally decided that just her first name would be engraved on the coffin, and I gave her a name that was appropriate for the late 1800s.
Still, Joe thought his own daughter had once looked just like this child when she was sleeping, peaceful, innocent, a little girl taking her afternoon nap. Only the white rose clutched in her tiny fist told a different story. The white rose and the nameplate on the foot of the box. He reached out with his gloved hand to rub the grime away. Edith. It read, no last name.
Now, here's where things get a little creepy. At the time I wrote the story, it was 4 or 5 months since the coffin had been found, but the toddler inside had not been identified. It wasn't until a year later, this spring, in fact, that Nutty sent me a link from the same newspaper. It was an article stating that they'd finally identified the little girl, and even found a living relative, a great-grandnephew or something like that. That's not the creepy part. This is. The little girl's name really was Edith.
Around midnight, after Molly had turned off her light and rolled on her side to sleep, Joe got up to check the house. It was his ritual, one his father had performed long ago. Make sure all the doors are locked, prep the coffee maker for the morning, hit the bathroom one more time. He was passing Gracie's room on his way back to bed when he heard it, soft, so soft it was quieter than a dream, a lick of childish laughter, the kind of laughter a 3-year-old might produce.
Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melisse, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.